And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Hamas militant group, designated as terrorist by the U.S., said on Wednesday it has sent new ideas to Qatari mediators aimed at ending the nearly nine-month Gaza war with Israel. Israel confirmed it was evaluating Hamas comments on a deal to free its hostages in the Palestinian territory and would reply. With the death toll mounting and conditions worsening daily for Gazans, both sides are under increased international pressure to agree to a ceasefire, more recently based on a roadmap pushed by U.S. President Joe Biden. U.S. President Biden insisted again on Wednesday he's staying in the election race, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked if the president is stepping down after his debate performance last week.
Absolutely not. He's moving forward as being president. He's moving forward with his campaign, as his campaign has been very, very clear about that.
A top aide quoted the president as saying in a campaign conference call, "I am running. I am the leader of the Democratic Party. No one is pushing me out." But alternatives are still being discussed by Democrats. A longtime Biden ally, South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn, says he would back a mini primary leading up to next month's Democratic convention if Biden were to leave the race. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Haitian Prime Minister Garry Conille told the UN Security Council on Wednesday the arrival of the first Kenyan police officers under a UN-backed mission marked a critical stage to restoring security in a country ravaged by gang violence. Conille told diplomats in New York the arrival of the first contingent of the multinational security support kicks off a new era in Haiti.